Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC, made on Varick Street.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The World Cup got underway today in Brazil, and it began with a performance of this song.
Everybody put your flags in the sky and do what you feel. It's your world, my world, our world today. And we invite the whole world to play. It's your world, my world, our world today. And we invite the whole world to play.
Pitbull's We Are One may be an American confection, but it is the official song of the Brazil World Cup. We, however, are more interested in hearing some actual Brazilian music tonight, as we've been doing all this week on Soundcheck. And now we'll look at Brazil's indie and hip-hop scenes with Julia Forlan. Julia is a regular WNYC contributor, born in Brazil. She's also audio editor of the website BuzzFeed. And Julia, welcome back.
Hello, alô, alô.
So now, would it be silly of me to ask you, as someone born in Brazil, whether you're a soccer fan?
I think it would be kind of silly. Okay. I'm sure, but there are all kinds of Brazilians, man. I'm sure there are Brazilians, like, really into golf and lacrosse, too. Who knows?
Uh-huh. Like there are Americans who are not into baseball or
exactly,
football.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. Exactly.
So what will you be listening for during the World Cup?
Oh, during the World Cup, I think the moments that really get me excited are when the crowd gets really excited. And just I've been working on some, you know, World Cup related content, and just listening to these crowds like shouting their team songs, regardless of whether it's a team I actually root for, gets me really emotional.
You know, and this was one of the things with the last World Cup in South Africa, the din of the vuvuzelas, while neat in its own way, drowned out any of the soccer chants that fans have come to know and love.
Absolutely. That's why I'm very excited that they're, tamping down a little bit. And they have all kinds of really great instruments to celebrate the teams and team songs and whatnot.
Yeah,
so.
but now they're talking about banning the little rattle thing.
Yeah, so. But I mean, I feel like it's going to be really loud and really gorgeous no matter what happens. They can't ban clapping. They can't ban voices.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things that that you talked about last time you were on the show last year was that in São Paulo, where the opening ceremonies took place today, there is a thriving scene of kind of indie rock, of hip hop, of things that we might not necessarily associate with Brazilian music.
Absolutely. It's out there and it's bigger than I think people really imagine, and I'm very excited for so many foreigners to discover this music by, you know, through the World Cup or otherwise.
So you describe São Paulo as kind of a petri dish.
Oh my gosh.
Of music. Why is that?
Absolutely. It's the various influences. São Paulo is a huge, huge city. There are immigrants from all over the world that have been there for generations.
How big a city?
It's 20 million people in the greater São Paulo.
Yeah, so like, you know, three times the size of New York.
Absolutely, and it's huge. I mean, in terms of the actual São Paulo city is much smaller, but you get on the airplane, and as you're landing, it's São Paulo for minutes, whole minutes of time, and skyscrapers full of people. And that means that people they have influences from their families, they have influences from school, and they're all on the internet. Brazilians are incredibly active online.
You've got Portuguese immigrants, but also Italian and German and Arabic and, of course, African, and all of that is in this melting pot.
Absolutely. I mean, I like a petri dish as an analogy because it's also incredibly experimental and alive and changing all the time.
Despite which, this first band that you've brought us will have a familiar sound to a lot of our listeners. Tell us about Aurora.
Aurora. It's a collaboration between two artists, Bárbara Eugênia, who I actually talked about when I was on here last time. She's coming to Summer Stage in New York this summer. And Shankas, who is actually, his name is Fernando Capi, but he goes by Shankas. And it's a really interesting collaboration because I like it as a representation of what Brazilian music is doing right now, because it was inspired by Bárbara Eugênia's love for the Beatles, mm-hmm. recorded on reel-to-reel tape, And it's only being released on vinyl, and it's free online. So it really represents this, you know, and it has, and it sounds like a sort of like there's a country twang to it.
The song is "Don't Let It Slip Away" by this Brazilian duo called Aurora.
I think we cannot lose the magic and the innocence. Time for what exactly is time?
Echoes of "And I Love Her" by the Beatles.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Man,
yeah, you
don't let it slip away. Aurora, you say it.
Aurora.
I love the way you Brazilians change your R's into H's and D's as the whim suits, apparently.
It's secret. It's secret. We won't tell you.
and the female singer, the name looks like Barbara Eugenia, you say?
Barbara Eugenia.
And she's going to be here in New York this summer.
Mm-hmm. For summer stage, yeah.
Now, you mentioned her last time you were on the show talking about the sort of indie rock scene in São Paulo. Of course, there's Rio, or Rio, as people in Rio pronounce it.
Very well. Very good.
Is there a kind of rivalry, a kind of East Coast, West Coast thing in between Rio and São Paulo?
You know, I feel like it's hard to say. I don't feel like that's exactly what's happening in terms of location, because a lot of this music is happening online and a lot of the meetings that are happening online. But one thing that is evident about the Rio-São Paulo difference is that Rio is where all of the old school music scene is housed. So it's where Globo is, which is Brazil's major broadcaster.
Right.
And so a lot of that, you know, like the songs that play in the telenovelas and a lot of that.
So is it like, you know, the indie rockers here where you want to get your song on a TV series? You know, is that what everyone is shooting for, to get on the telenovelas?
It'll make you. I mean, yeah. You can go from nobody to being huge if you're on a novella. However, you can also just explode on the internet and then that can blast you off to many different places.
Well, now, this next band that you've picked for us, and again, Julia Forlan sharing some Brazilian music with us on the day that the World Cup has begun in Brazil. This band is from Rio, called Baleia.
Baleia. Baleia means whale. And they have a lot of, I guess that their influences are, I mean, they remind me a little bit of American indie artists like the Toon Yards and, you know, Fleet Foxes. And in the sense that there's no end to their inspiration. There's no boundaries. There's no genres that are going to hold them back. So, like, in 2011, they got really popular playing Toxic or playing covers of
Britney Spears song.
But it's a lush, gorgeous, huge jazz instrumentation where you don't even recognize what the song is until you're like a minute and a half into it. And so that kind of, I'd say, head trip where a Brazilian band is playing American music in a jazz style. They have a great version of a song by Dorival Caymmi with Radiohead, which I think is gorgeous. But the song that I love from their new album that just came out is called Casa, and I'm completely addicted to it. It's on repeat.
Era só uma, agora não. Da janela vejo luzes da
Man, there's a little bit of everything in there.
Absolutely. It seems like they are capable of playing every instrument. I don't even know how.
Baleia is the name of the band from Rio de Janeiro. The song is called Casa, which means home. Julia Forlan is with me, a regular WNYC contributor, audio editor at BuzzFeed, born in Brazil, and a soccer fan. And I mean, I think for all of us who are fans of other nations competing in the World Cup, you just can't hate Brazil.
I don't know. Somebody called them the Yankees of soccer.
Well,
and I understand where they're coming from, but like, this is
yeah. But the fans, the fans are so much fun to listen to as well as to watch.
Absolutely, I'm with you.
So, as far as you know, will any of these bands, are there like concerts? Are there festivals associated with the World Cup where people can actually see and hear these bands?
You know, there are lots of festivals that are constantly popping up. Like Baleia just played a street festival over the summer, the Brazilian summer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot going on, but the sense that I get is that things kind of stop. Like people right. want to watch soccer. They're not kidding around. They're
right.
not.
this is business. This is the important stuff.
Absolutely, but there's music everywhere all the time.
And the World Cup is everywhere. It's in 12 different cities throughout what is an enormous country. And the band that you're going to introduce us to next is from, I don't even know how to say it. Is it Goiânia?
Goiânia.
Goiânia. Where is that?
Goiânia. It's in the interior of Brazil. It's, you know, it's one of those places that people talk about when they're talking about a remote place.
Right. This is this band called
Bugarins.
Bugarins.
And they are, to a certain extent, they really represent this dream of getting outside exposure for some Brazilian indie musicians. Their latest album is out by Other Music, which is a label here in New York.
Yeah, in New York, yeah.
Yeah, and they have that blessing where they're getting to travel the world. They were in Columbus, Ohio. They've been in all kinds of cities in the United States. They played South By. So they have this one kind of indie dream, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. So this is from a fairly remote part of Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
They've become sort of globe-traveling musicians, this band called Bugarins, with a song called Eje. Psychedelia there.
Yeah, the Brazilians are very into that right now, I feel.
Bugarins is the name of the band.
There are these four guys that met in high school, and their first tracks they played, they recorded in their parents' house. You know, and it has this very lush feeling, even though they were using, you know, whatever tools were available
right.
to them. So,
very similar to the trajectory, I guess, of many indie bands in Brooklyn.
Absolutely.
Except these guys come out of the state in Brazil. And they will be here in the city, in
they
New
will,
York in
they
August.
They will. They'll be here in August for the Seaport Music Festival. And I forgot to mention that Pitchfork reviewed their first album very positively. And I feel like that was sort of one of the things that set them in motion, that set them on this grand journey. So,
well, the grand journey of the World Cup begins today in Brazil, and we've been looking all this week at some of the music of Brazil. Julia Forlan is with us today on Soundcheck. audio editor at the website BuzzFeed, and a pretty regular contributor to our newsroom and occasionally here on Soundcheck. Now, this next band explicitly writes lyrics that you say present positive, strong examples of national identity.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a lot of Brazilian music is wound up in or bound up in ideas of nationality, of identity, especially in a melting pot immigrant culture.
But I think that it means something that Zulumbi, they put that on their... They come out with that, you know. They say, like, no, we're here to put positive images out there, especially for people in the hip-hop community, because, you know, there are lots of different kinds of hip-hop. There are lots of different kinds of funky. There are lots of different kinds of Brazilian music. But some of it's not so great for, you know, for women or for...
Or for children to listen to. I mean, when you say funk in Brazil, you don't mean like James Brown-style funk, right? That's a different thing.
No, I mean baile funk, which is a type of music that sprung up in the outskirts of Rio that is often, you know, there are all kinds of funky music, but... There's lots of it that is not super great in terms of the politics of how they introduce women. And, you know, it's a very complicated subject. And Zulumbi really wants to talk about things and talk about race and talk about culture in a way that's empowering to people, which reminds me a little bit of the, you know, some of the early mid-90s hip-hop movements like Tribe Called Quest. And they've got a lot of that sort of soul in it. But... they've got jazz in it. They've got African beats in it. So there's a lot going on in this beautiful arrangement of music.
Seu ritmo rolou tudo de bom. Em dois tempos tava íntimo. Mais um instante já se tornaram amante. Daí em diante seguiram avante. Mais importante, a hora do levante já não tava distante. Era gritante, quase concreta. Energia no ar, várias vozes a fim de voar. Peito afora, viro aqui agora. É o lugar e a hora, então vamos embora. Tanto faz se morar.
The neat sound, the little gamelan sample at the beginning.
Isn't
there.
It great? Isn't
Zulumbi great? Is the name of both the song and the band. What does that name mean, if anything?
I believe it's an African word, probably used in one of the Afro-Brazilian religions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so probably something from Candomblé or something
like
that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Julia Forlan's been giving us a kind of quick overview of some of the indie music scene in Brazil today, and we're going to end with a song that has maybe at least an echo of one of the familiar styles of Brazilian music. You know, we think of samba, we think of bossa nova.
Absolutely.
And then there's this band called Cinco a Seco, which means five...
Okay, I did some research on this. Cinco a Sec is this very big Brazilian dry cleaning chain. I don't know why they're called Cinco a Seco. I couldn't figure it out.
I was going to say, five dry five? What does that mean?
Dry five, cinco a seco. You know, they're five guys from São Paulo. They've known each other for a long time. They're friends.
Are they bankrolled by this chain of laundromats?
No. I mean, and it's funny, this chain of the dry cleaning chain is in French. It's a French dry cleaning chain in Brazil. So, I mean, it just gets weirder.
Brazil is the host nation of the World Cup. There is tons of music, as we've been learning all this week on Soundcheck. We'll wrap up with this band, Cinco a Seco. And Julia Forlan, great to see you again.
Oh, it's my pleasure, John. Thank you so much for having me. Vai, Brasil!
Pensa num cara que anda feliz pra cachorro. Mas pensa assim num cachorro pra lá de feliz. Desde que te vi, que o chão não tem fundo, que o céu não tem forro, cantarola e...
Soundcheck is a production of WNYC in New York. Find out more about our show at soundcheck.org. Or just download the new WNYC mobile app. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.
O fim do segundo tempo da prorrogação. Desde que te vi, é farra pra tudo. Tem funk no morro do fundo do meu coração.